Thank you, Eamon, for joining us today. Eamon O'Sullivan is an inspector for the Health and Safety Authority for over 20 years, and he works as our expert on slips, trips and falls. What are we going to talk about today?
Thanks, Sean. Today I'd like to talk about preventing vehicle-related slips, trips and falls and give listeners some guidance on where to find further advice.
Why do workplaces need to worry about slips, trips and falls on work vehicles?
Vehicle-related slips, trips and falls are a leading cause of worker injury in Ireland. Workers who drive or work with trucks and vans are most affected. Drivers and transport workers can climb in and out of their cabs hundreds of times a week and routinely access the rear and sides of their vehicles using platforms and tail lifts. Transport operations often involve substances that can lead to slippery surfaces. Oil, grease, diesel, rain, snow and ice can make the conditions even more dangerous.
Absolutely. So where do these slip, trips and falls on work vehicles happen?
Our analysis shows that the areas most commonly associated with vehicle slips, trips and falls are entering and especially exiting vehicles, particularly heavy goods vehicles and vans, load platforms and load areas of trucks and vans, trailer platforms, fifth wheel area of heavy goods vehicles, vehicle steps and ladders, vehicle tail lifts, road tanker platforms, and lastly, uneven ground and damaged surfaces where vehicles are parked.
So who can get hurt in these incidents on work vehicles?
Slips, trips and falls are a universal risk. They could affect anyone at work in any sector. Victims of slips, trips and falls on work vehicles are predominantly males aged 25 to 54.
And when do these incidents happen?
They can happen at any time, but we do know that 40% of vehicle slips, trips and falls happen from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Exiting vehicles was a factor in 45% of vehicle slips, trips and falls.
And do we know how slips, trips and falls on work vehicles happen?
We do. Most vehicle slips, trips and falls are caused by unsafe exiting or entering vehicles and load platforms, unsuitable damaged or missing steps to access vehicle areas, poor housekeeping leading to material lying around that is a trip hazard, using footwear that does not protect against injury or provide slip resistance, poor vehicle and platform design and materials, in particular unsuitable steps, ladders and walk on vehicle surfaces.
And is there any legislation or what are the legal requirements about slips, trips and falls on work vehicles?
The law says employers should complete a slip, trip and fall risk assessment. Floors and other surfaces should not be slippery. Employers should provide slip resistant footwear if needed. Employees should wear slip resistant footwear if supplied, and they should report any concerns to their employers. Workplace health and safety law says that a vehicle is a workplace and, like all other workplaces, requires a written risk assessment. Safe systems of work must include safe ways of entering and exiting vehicles. Suitable instruction and training must be provided to those who work in, on or around vehicles.
And what should listeners do now about slips, trips and falls on work vehicles?
For slips, trips and falls on work vehicles, employers should assess risks from entering and exiting vehicles, vehicle steps, vehicle walk-on surfaces and footwear, and then put controls in place to prevent workplace slips from each of these factors. At www.hsa.ie/slips/vehicles, we have short guidance on preventing work-related vehicle slips, trips and falls, which includes practical examples of what to do to prevent vehicle-related slips, trips and falls.
So what do employers need to do for a risk assessment in this sort of area?
Employers should assess risks from entering and exiting vehicles, vehicle steps, vehicle walk-on surfaces and footwear. Consider hazards when parking, such as ground conditions, poor lighting, limited space. Vehicle steps should be in good condition and not worn or damaged. For vehicle walk-on areas, consider hazards from poor housekeeping and lack of grip, and assess the risk from footwear not providing enough grip.
So after a risk assessment is completed, what should employers do then?
After the risk assessment, it's very important to put controls in place as needed. To control entering and exiting vehicles, consider simple rules about parking and exiting vehicles. Make sure vehicle steps provide enough grip and allow 3 points of contact. Keep vehicle walk-on surfaces clean and tidy and make sure surfaces provide enough grip. Provide slip-resistant footwear as needed.
And any final words about work slips on work vehicles?
We have lots of advice and guidance on vehicles at www.hsa.ie/slips. Go to our website and check out all the guidance on preventing vehicle-related slips, trips and falls at www.vehiclesatwork.ie. Thanks.
That's great. Thanks, Eamon.